A Kaiser Foundation survey shows about half Wisconsin insurance plans cover birth control pills. Even fewer pay for all FDA-approved contraceptives.
This policy has always struck me as unfair.
Those are the comments of Allie Dwyer. The 25-year-old works for the Bike Federation of Wisconsin and pays for her contraceptives out of pocket. Birth control pills not only prevent pregnancy, but can reduce the risk of ovarian cancer. Doctors say they also reduce other ailments, which keep women from work. A benefits consultant from Milwaukee says it's not expensive for companies to extend coverage. Tom Hitchcock says contraceptives are only 5% of a typical company's total health insurance costs.
So I think from a cost perspective, it does not seem to be a significant portion of the total premium dollar or premium equivalent dollar.
Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton hopes this economic argument, along with the AG's legal opinion, will prompt more companies to offer contraceptive coverage.
If we need to legislate it, as we needed to legislate coverage of mammograms or something as elemental as maternal care, then that may be what we have to do.
But that's been tried before, without success. Representative Therese Berceau says getting such coverage on the books isn't the only obstacle. The Madison Democrat says a male-dominated society has traditionally ignored women's medical needs.
This is really a cultural thing. The laws in the country and in the state really address equality and equity issues. What hasn't followed really is a cultural practice.
Women's advocates say reality often doesn't reflect what's law. No Wisconsin court has ruled specifically on contraceptive coverage, and advocates don't have a case ready to press their point. They're hoping the state insurance commissioner will help them convince employers to extend coverage. Lawton says 70% of Wisconsin's workforce is female. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.